Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head football coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Last night, Pisgah getting the win at East Rutherford, had a 14-0 lead at halftime, and saw a lot of fireworks in that second half. But, Coach, when your guys needed to get a stop there in that last 4 or 5 minutes or so, able to do it once again and really put it away with your ability to run the football on that very last drive. But it was a battle, particularly in that second half.
You know, it's 2 weeks in a row. I know we didn't play last week, but I should say 2 games in a row where we got to finish the game with offense on the field. Mm-hmm. You know, we're getting the first downs and sealing it. Defense had a great stop there on the 4th and 4, whatever it was right there, just past midfield. But, man, you talk about trading some blows in the second half. You know, their first play of offense to start the second half was a touchdown. Our first play of the second half on offense, you know, it got Eric Robinson back involved and finally getting him healthy. And, man, he took off the corner as well. And, you know, we scored. So, you know, certainly an exciting game to be a part of.
I went back and looked at that, and I made myself a note last night. There were 5 possessions and 5 scores there to start the second half. I mean, is that something that you foresaw when you looked at, you know, what they were capable of offensively? We knew that they had some weapons, right?
You know, we were very concerned. We didn't want to get in a scoring battle with them if we could keep from it. You know, maybe keep the ball away from them, time of possession, things like that. But, you know, some of the scores that they were throwing up, you know, especially in that West Henderson game early on, 56-48 score. I mean, there was a lot of points on the field. And, you know, we knew that they could score quickly. Obviously, Calvin Jones, the number 3 for them. Guys, I've been coaching for a little over 20 years, and I don't think I've seen one kid have as much impact on a game. I mean, the kid led their team in rushing, led their team in receiving. He would have led them in returns if we'd ever kicked it to him.
Right.
But we kicked away from him and then turned around and led his team in tackling.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty special talent, you know, and getting to watch him play and do the things he did was very impressive.
Well, what kind of speed would you rate him as in terms of high school players and what you've seen in your career coaching-wise?
He's one of the best.
Yeah.
And I've coached some good ones, and we've played against some good ones, but just what he brought to the table, he is probably, just in my opinion, he is the best we've seen as far as what he was able to do all over the field and how he contributed, and seemed to have really good character too. Mm-hmm. I watched him as he went through and, you know, made good runs and was able to get up off the field and, you know, talk with our kids as well. And it was a pretty clean game when it came to that. It was just a good game to be a part of. I'm glad we found ourselves in a situation where we had to really fight there at the end and come out on the winning side of it. You need a game like that during your season, especially before you get conference play started.
Were you concerned about matchup problems up front? They were pretty big. Had at least one kid that we ran out there at 6'8", 350, whatever he was. But even if you were concerned about those matchup problems, again, I thought we did a great job up front on both sides last night.
I thought we did. You know, I've been very impressed with what our front guys have been able to do. We've probably been smaller and every one of the games except maybe the Inca game this year, and our kids have held their own. You know, had to make a few adjustments throughout the game personnel-wise just based off what they were doing, you know, for us on defensive side of the ball to try to get matched up a little bit better. But, you know, again, great job by our kids, certainly proud of them. I thought the offense really took some positive steps forward, especially in the second half. And we didn't help ourselves early and put our defense in some bad situations, but we were able to get out of it in the first half and really played well in the second half.
I thought we played well special teams-wise, too, particularly Devin. Devin was putting us in a good spot. You know, we were trading touchdowns there, and it felt like an Arena League game for a while, but on those kickoffs, he allowed us to start our drives more or less on a short field. I thought he played well, and I thought special teams altogether played well.
We did. You know, that was a point of emphasis for us this week as well. Obviously, we knew where number 3 was at.
Yeah.
We wanted to try to kick away from him. I thought Wilson Moody did a really good job on kickoffs.
Yeah.
I think Ryan was phenomenal on punts.
Yeah.
I mean, we couldn't, you know, we wouldn't kick to him. We pinned him down inside the 5-yard line once. You mentioned Devin on the kickoff returns. We got the ball across the 50 twice, so we started on their side of the field twice after a kickoff, which is phenomenal. Kane Fortney and Ryan's, field goal, that we faked right there before halftime, is something we've been working on for a while, and felt like last night was a good opportunity to try to pull it off, and just a great job by them. Didn't realize how tight of a throw that was for Kane till I got back to see it on film, and pretty tough throw with a kid on his back, and he did a great job. Ryan hauled it in, and got that score and momentum right before halftime.
I wouldn't have expected them to be able to be prepared for that, but they had good coverage in the corner on that throw. It had to be a perfect throw, which it was, but they played it pretty well.
Yeah, they did. We got, obviously, Kane had the option to roll out or run it and throw it, and had that guy on his backside. So, like I said, did a really good job, but it swung momentum for us and felt really good going into halftime and coming out of it. But, man, I'm telling you, it takes one play with that kid, and of course he took it to the house. But what a great job by our special teams getting back across the 50, and then we answered with Eric on the next play. So it's nice to be able to see you kind of stand up and answer that bell when it's time to go.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible, along with the expertise and leading edge technology you expect at larger hospitals, all conveniently close to home. As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospital. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Coach, you and I were just having that little side discussion right there. We'll do it on air here. And getting Eric back involved last night, mentioned had some carries in the second half, 4 for 35, had an average almost 9 yards, including a 30-yard long. So it's nice to get him some touches, and obviously you've got a lot of guys right now that are touching the football in terms of the offensive game. We counted 6-7 guys that had plays from scrimmage carrying the football last night. But getting Eric involved a little bit too gives you yet another weapon and another element to make some things happen.
Well, that was a piece we've been missing for a couple of weeks, and Eric's been a great player for us for the last 3 years up on varsity, and contributed greatly for us, a lot of speed for us in that back end. And it's nice to be able to have him back. We feel like he should be good to go now as we move forward, as far as that ankle injury he suffered there at Inca. But looked good on the field last night when he took off, and we aggravated when we got back to the sideline. It was like we've been waiting for that for a while.
Yeah.
But he has been too, so it was nice to see him get that touchdown and get a nice long run.
And you got some out of Hunter as well on the back half of the game. He had 4 carries for 30, a 7.3 average, and a 20-yard long. And I think, if I remember correctly, that was his first carry as well as a touchdown.
Yeah, having shallow day, and he was a little bit fresh.
Yeah.
For us there in the second half, we had to make some changes on defense just to try to help us out to match up speed. And, great leader for us. And Hunter knew it and said, I got it, I understand. And had to pull him out and put another speedster in there, try to get the matchup a little bit better. But it kept him fresh for us on the offensive side. And I think you really saw that in the second half for him. I thought he ran the ball really well and ran it with some power. He was a downhill runner last night and blocked really good for us out on the edge. Had some big blocks for Corey. Corey had a couple of big runs that Hunter was in there for, and it was just nice to see. I think we had probably 6 to 7. I'm looking at it now, 2, 4, 6, 6 different ball carriers. We had 4 different receivers last night, so felt like we spread the ball around pretty good. Kane early had a touchdown, shallow day. The Kane Fortney to Ryan, and of course Eric's touchdown. So
Corey's legs last night I thought looked good, and it seems to me like he's getting more confidence back there, and you're giving him some options. I remember a play that we overloaded the right side and ended up cutting him back to the left side. A lot of open field in front of him as they drug those safeties to the other side. But getting him involved in terms of his legs, he certainly can move, and it seems like right now he's getting some confidence in that phase of his game too.
Strong young man, strong up top. He had a good stiff arm last night on one of the long runs that he had. You know, and again, all of those pieces, you know, coming together for us is great. You know, certainly things we've been working on. But like I said, really proud of the offense there in the second half. Just thought, you know, we overcame some turnovers there in the first half and just felt like we had a lot of confidence. You know, probably could have punched that last one in, but didn't want to risk fumble or anything like that and took a knee. Wilson Moody, you know, kicker. Just certainly happy for him. You know, we've had a few struggles early on with some extra point stuff, but man, he kicked well last night and was really good on the kickoffs, good high kicks, gave us time to get down and get great coverage.
When we go back and we're talking about what they were able to do offensively with Calvin Jones, was, do you think part of that he was fresh? Because they came out of their bye week too. Part of that was him being fresh, or have you seen him on film, you know, tear people up really all season so far?
You know, we have. Yeah. You know, we've seen him play some wildcat at the quarterback. Yeah. We've seen him out at wide receiver and, you know, seen him at tailback. You know, Ryan Reynolds played him for scout team for us to give our defense a look this week. And I'm telling you, Ryan's one of our better ones. But I was laughing with Ryan last night on the way home. I said, Ryan, you did a good job for us this week. I said, but I don't think you're close to what he is.
Yeah.
I said, he was pretty special. But what about our defense? I mean, that was some really big hits. Last night, they created some turnovers. You know, you saw the turnover belt came out quite a bit for our guys last night.
Yeah.
And still a very physical ball game, and I think it finally took its toll on them, you know, late in the game as far as on the other team.
Yeah, I think we saw that too. And I was hoping that you know, fatigue factor and our conditioning would pay off for us, and it seems like it did. I mean, you know, it's just like the Murphy game too. By and large, as dangerous as Jones was, by and large, we hemmed him up. There were several tackles for losses that I remember are 1 or 2 yards only, particularly in that first quarter. And then late, again, you're right. At the point of contact, you guys are doing a good job, even, you know, both between the tackles and then stretching those plays out and making it difficult. Now, again, he's going to break one every once in a while and create some havoc. I thought that the quarterback play on the other side was pretty solid, too. You know, I thought he managed and controlled the game well, had a good throwing arm. And, of course, with Jones being able to run like he is, it's going to open some things up in the pass game for them. But you're right. At the point of attack, this defense continues to be really quite strong and physical, and really that mentality that you would like to see a Milltown team have, I'm sure.
It is, and they take a lot of pride in that. Obviously, that last night was the first really true spread team we had faced that had some really good speed and probably could find some mismatches. I thought their coaching staff probably did a really good job in getting Calvin out in space. And then they had a couple other receivers that did a great job. But you mentioned their quarterback. That kid's a sophomore. Mm. And he was pretty impressive. He was not looking to run it when he was scrambling.
Right.
He wanted it downfield and, you know, took some pretty good shots from our defense. But, man, he delivered some balls downfield as well. And it was just a great game. You know, I had emphasized all week long, I said, guys, this is kind of that East Lincoln game.
Yeah.
We're going to come off the mountain.
Yeah.
We're going to face that team that's got some really good athletes. You know, we kind of emphasized that this week, and it'd be nice to go down there and be able to get a win under our belt after what happened last year in the playoffs. And, you know, just felt like we took a step forward, and that was good to see for our kids.
Will you take me back through your thought process right before halftime and running out there with the fake field goal on the throw? You said that something you guys have been looking at for a little while and you put it in for a little while. Tell me that mindset and what you executed well there.
You know, the thing that we were looking for, each time you line up, you know, whatever team it's on, offense, defense, special teams, you're always looking for if you have an advantage somewhere. And, you know, we've had a couple of fakes in, and we kind of stick in our pocket and hold on to it until we feel like there's a great opportunity to be able to break one out and use it. I mean, it just felt like the right opportunity. You know, we'd called the timeout. We'd worked it down to, I think there was 5 seconds left. Knew we were going to have to take a shot or, you know, have a really good run or something to try to get us into the end zone. Wilson was kicking the ball really well. So even when we called it, we still checked it at the line.
Uh-huh.
We needed to make sure everything was kind of set the way we wanted to. And, you know, once we got to the line, Kane went ahead and green-lighted it, and, you know, we were good to go. And you kind of just sit back and watch and see if we've practiced it the right way or if, you know, we get the exact reaction from the defense or whatever special team it is that we wanted. And like I said, Kane did a really good job of extending the play, too. He had to let Ryan get open, and once he was able to do that, he was able to deliver the ball. And, again, it's a momentum thing. You know, that was the big thing for us going into it. Could we take that momentum into halftime? You know, and obviously it turned out to be a, you know, a really big play for us.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 22 schools throughout the region. We're honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org. Fall is in the air, and now is the time to get your lawn in shape. Come into Hometown Hardware for our fall specials and meet the power equipment team in Canton for sales and service. We carry a complete line of mowers, including Gravely and Toro zero-turn models. Hometown Hardware. You want it? We've got it. Your big box alternative.
Coach, I thought last night, you know, we saw some interesting things. We, you know, the game sort of got drugs, especially in that second half, obviously, with the scoring and that kind of thing. But one of the things that sort of slowed things down a little bit, too, was the penalties. We saw, you know, almost 20 penalties called between the two teams. You know, fortunately, most of the personal fouls and the 15-yarders went on the other side, which helped us. But saw a lot of flags last night for a lot of different things. In fact, I saw a flag on something that I don't think I've ever seen before. I guess what was a sideline interference play that ended up tacking on 15 yards to us because maybe their sideline was too close to the side. Maybe that official ran through one of their guys, so they called that too. But we saw an interesting night in terms of the penalties, for sure.
You know, every association that you where you go and play is different and calls differently. You know, that's a lot of penalties that you saw last night total. You know, we went back and watched it on film as well, and obviously we're watching it on the sideline too. And, you know, some of them are just tic-tac type penalties. I was laughing with their chain people. I said I felt like that, you know, we had a couple of the officials that were like state troopers and were trying to meet that quota for
the tickets they could write.
So, anyways, we got a good laugh out of it. But, you know, there was a lot of penalties right in there amongst the linemen on holds and stuff. And, you know what, you could call a hold every play, you know, somewhere on the field if you wanted to. The penalties were about even. I know they had some that were on their sideline warnings. I couldn't see. I'm assuming the referee went running down the sideline and he might have hit one.
That's
of the
what coach, I thought too.
Might hit one of the coaches or something. The coach was too far out on the field. I'm assuming that's what happened. Certainly that helped us, gave us another 15 yards. But again, to be able to play in a game like that, and you know, to have some adversity when it comes to, you know, the officiating a little bit, and I still thought it was a fairly clean game. Yeah. I mean, they were great to work with, the officials. They were very easy, you know, for me to go out and have a conversation with and talk to, and, you know, as far as that goes. And, you know, had some compliments. The official that was on our sideline actually had our game at Wilkes Central a couple of years ago in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And he came by and he said, Coach, he said, I appreciate working on your side. He said, your kids are a class act. And that's what you always, you know, like to hear. And when you're coming off a field like that. But great win last night, and, you know, nice to be able to come back up the highway and be able to relax a little bit and, you know, enjoy that with the kids.
Setting up for this game last night on the natural surface, how much time did you guys spend on the track field this week?
You know, we just had one turf day this week, which is we usually get 2 to 3, but only had one. And it was funny, the one that we had was probably our worst practice of the week. And it's usually just the opposite. But, you know, kind of got back in the groove of things. We actually went down on Tuesday and practiced on turf. But, you know, came back on Wednesday and Thursday and went to grass. And thought the guys did a really good job, you know, as far as that goes. And the field was really nice.
I thought it was, too.
Absolutely. They had it cut nice. And it was a fast track. I probably wouldn't have hurt my feelings if it would have been a little bit higher.
Yeah,
maybe slowed it down a little bit.
Yeah.
But, But no, it was great conditions. That's my first trip to East Rutherford. You know, even when I was at East Henderson, we played RS Central and we played Chase, but never played East Rutherford. So that was my first trip into that stadium. I know Pisgah has played there before, had some really good games back in the mid 2000s when they had a really good run going at East Rutherford as well. So, you know, neat little atmosphere to play in.
We noticed that the press box situation was really nice. They had little placards for us, and they had data already out there for us. We got treated really well last night, too, and that's always nice to see. I noticed that, you know, they were metal detecting guests as they came in, so that was a little bit different. But, you know, obviously we were treated pretty well last night, too, and really enjoyed, you know, being in that atmosphere. And I thought that, you know, considering the traffic situations that we had yesterday, that, you know, we brought a pretty decent crowd down off the hill, too, last night, and I'm sure that that helps.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
You know, and the one thing, and we need to brag about things like this because it's great hospitality. You know, we pride ourselves in that as well here at Pisgah. Brent Russell, who is their offensive coordinator, has also been a head coach for a few years, too. I've known Brent for a while. He's actually an Owen graduate. But it was, you could tell head coach, this athletic director, kind of knew what things needed to be done. You mentioned how the press box was set up. They fed our kids after the ball game last night.
Yeah.
And had everything set up for us when the game was over with. You could just tell, you know, that they were doing it the right way, and certainly I appreciate that from them. And, you know, I hope we're able to reciprocate that when they come back to our place next year. But that was some great hospitality. You know, we don't always get that, but you can really tell the ones where it's a point of emphasis to take care of everybody involved, and I thought they did a really good job with that. So I want to say thank you to Brent Russell, the AD down there in East Rutherford High School. That was great.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, general, interventional cardiology, women's care, sleep lab, imaging, pediatrics, and GI center. For more information, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com.
Coach, a couple more things we want to mention. We'll talk a little bit about JV game in just a few moments as well. But again, you know, talking about a couple players we haven't talked about yet tonight or this morning. Keegan played well again. We talked about Jackson Jarrell jumping in there. He had three tackles and playing out there on the edge again. Warner Mull, another outstanding game. Tucker again had seven tackles last night. Six were solo tackles. So the defensive efforts were certainly there. But Jackson and Keegan both having solid nights as
they
well.
They did. You know, Keegan had a long long catch.
Right.
You know, from Corey, kind of tightrope sideline. Then had another long catch and, you know, got down there even closer, and we had a lineman downfield and had to bring that one back. You know, Jackson came in. Jackson was the one we had to move around a little bit to help us out, you know, matchup-wise, and kind of move Shalladay back off and give us a chance to get a little bit more speed out there on the field. Lane Meese, you know, Lane's kind of the quarterback back there of the defense and getting everybody set up. And Lane had a really good night as well, Devin Dodgen, especially with the speed that we had out wide, you know, for our, against their offense. And, you know, our defense, Devin did a good job, you know, as well on that side. So just had some really good, you know, individual performances. But at the end of the day, you know, being able to put it together in a team effort is what gets you those wins. And like I said, did some good things, got some things we got to clean up, you know, and then and move forward from there.
Tough loss on Thursday night for the JVs against East, and I think it was a 10-point margin. What was the biggest impact from that, would you say?
You know, the biggest thing for us, and you know, I don't know how much you know, the fans knew about kind of what was going on. You know, we had lost Jackson Morgan. You know, he was in the crutches in the boot, which is our starting center. You know, we lost our backup center early in the game as well.
Yeah.
Ended up going to our third and fourth center. And, you know, a lot of times those kids don't get a lot of practice, you know, when you're getting that deep into a rotation. And, you know, it took us a little while to get going and get our snaps going. And, you know, we're on a backup quarterback, Michael Irons, who had been starting for us. He didn't play. So we had some injuries and things we were dealing with. And Just did not put forth a great effort. Probably should have got beaten worse than what we did. Thought our defense gave us a chance and kind of hung in there. And turnovers got us, especially with those quarterback and center exchange stuff. But things we've got to work on to get better. You got two really good teams we're going to face this week. Their JV team. I think Coach Rogers had told the JVs later after that game, I think Mountain Heritage's JVs are 20-2, in the last couple of years. Our JVs were one of the ones that beat them last year,
right?
Up there. So going to be a really good game on Thursday night. And then, really excited for the game on Friday night. You talk about a great atmosphere. It's going to be one of those, playoff-type atmospheres. Really hard-nosed players. We usually scrimmage in 7-on-7 with those guys, throughout the year. We did not do that this summer because we're playing those guys. Great coaching staff. Coach Robinson's done a phenomenal job up there. But when you go against teams that you have a lot of respect for, not only as a program and players, but as a coaching staff too, that makes it fun. So certainly looking forward to that. It's going to be a great ball game. I'm hoping for good weather. I'm sure they're going to pack the house coming out of Burnsville. We're excited about it. I feel like we're going to have a great crowd as well. And I told the kids last night, I said, man, I'm excited for you guys. I said, what an atmosphere is going to be, coming in. Mountain Heritage, I think, is ranked in the top five in the state in 2A. I think we're somewhere about 16, 15 or 16, somewhere right in there. So going to be a great matchup. Excited for this ball game. Hopefully we can come out of it healthy, getting ready for conference play here in about 3 weeks.
Back with our final segment in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTF.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 22 schools throughout the region. We're honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Coach, final segment this morning, of course, but I would think that these two teams going to get each other this week in Canton are going to be very similar in terms of the way they like to approach things, especially Mountain Heritage and that Mountain football, don't you think?
Oh, it's going to be a great game.
Yeah.
It's if you're a fan of high school football and you're close enough to come watch a good ball game, this is going to be one. Just the atmosphere. The type of game it's going to be, downhill, just punch for punch, smash mouth, mountain style, whatever he wants to say. It's going to be one of those ball games. And like I said, I'm excited for our kids. It's just going to be one of those games in the middle of the season here that's going to, going to have some playoff implications. We feel pretty sure that Mountain Heritage will go small. That's what they've done in the playoffs. And, obviously we're going to go big. So, probably won't see each other past this, obviously until next year. But, what a great barometer for us and to see where we're at and things we need to work on. We're still in the process of trying to clean things up and things we need to change to help each other out. But, just going to be that great atmosphere. And one thing I did want to mention, if you didn't get a chance to, go back and look at the Mountaineer this week, had a great article on our linemen early in the week. We don't get a chance to talk about those guys very much. And Kyle, who does our section for the sports, from the Mountaineer, had asked me last week, what can we do a story on and something different. And I said, we need to do one, on the linemen. And, you don't usually get to talk about individual linemen. It's usually as a group. So that was really nice to see. And a lot of our success right now, is because of that front, you know, on both sides of the ball. So really good article for those guys. Excited to be able to talk about them in the paper as well.
We'll be on the air 6:30 next week with the Black Bear Cafe preview. 7 o'clock is our game call. And again, of course, we'll be right back here next Saturday morning with the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.